Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, and catch up on the huge Joplin's reunion party at the German Club. Tickets at Ticketek.
T-minus 27, family. That's right. Just under 27 hours until we get the first bounce. Friday night prelim final. You can feel the atmosphere building up. There's no ground staff on the front page of the Tyser today. Oh, no. We are in game mode, Juice. And I can tell you right now, what a show. BT, Brian Taylor, Chad Corns, Mitch Duncan of the Geelong Football Club, and Liam Gallagher, and none of them, not one of them, not one single man amongst that group would carry my mate's bags to the ground. The one and only Andrew Juice Newton. Gentlemen, welcome, Juicy. Welcome to prelim final.
G'day, Louie. G'day, South Australia. Nice to be here. Nice to be here on a Thursday. Minus, what'd you say, 27 hours?
T-minus 27.
Before the ball is back. That yellow Sharon is bounced in the middle of the greatest ground in the world. Playing a side that's going to get absolutely taught how to play finals football.
You would hope so.
All right, because don't worry about the lid. The lid's off.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad you're up and about. If you get rock and rolled, though, you'll be singing this down the barrel of the camera to Billy Brownless and the whole social media world.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong. We're always on the ball.
It's a bit average.
Yeah, well, you'll make it sound better.
Our song's better than that.
If you have to. Mate, in fairness, recorded is this probably about 1934. Who knows when that was recorded? Oh, right, so that is the bet riding. Those who don't know the bet, right. Billy Brownless and Jars have got that on it. Loser sings winners' club theme song on social media. It goes berserk. Right.
What else we got?
That. Oh, what more do you want? I just gave you.
Well, he's on the show.
Oh, did I not go through?
Did you? Oh. Yeah. Did you say Mitch Duncan, the BT, energies, and Chad Corns? Yeah. Did you say? I'll apologise. Because when you cross to me, Lou, that's when I'm ready.
Oh, you're just waiting to hear your own name.
No. I'm ready.
Here's the catch. And I blew wind up your freckle like no tomorrow. I said, BT, Chad Corns, Mitch Duncan, Liam Gallagher. Not one of those men, even a singular person out of those four,
I did hear that,
would be able to carry your bags to the ground.
I did hear that. Right, so I'm nervous, Lou.
Came in on the bags to the ground. Bull crap. You were so ready to just launch and say the lid's off that you weren't even concentrating. Jeez, Murph, this is what we're dealing with.
Oh, right. Come on, mate.
Massive show. Up
right,
next,
buddy. Yes.
We're going to talk about the AFL's yes stance. AFL House evacuated today. I want to talk about whether they got it right or whether they got it wrong by changing their logo to Yes Next on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Hey, 133353, if you've got a thought on this one as well.
And, of course, we're doing it for the German Club, Adelaide's newest live music venue, for the Joplin's reunion party happening this Saturday night.
G'day, Mark Howard here. A year ago, I started the Howie Games podcast, which has given me a fantastic opportunity to chat with some of the biggest names in world sport. Now, at times, the episodes get pretty emotional, like Ricky Ponting talking about his son.
Two lots of 3 weeks at a time in intensive care where you're just not really sure what's going to happen. But he got through the first one fine. And then when he got to 6 months of age, he had another pretty serious infection that we didn't know anything about, the doctors didn't know much about. And, yeah, that was the scariest one because he was sort of shut down for, well, he was, I think, sedated for about 4 or 5 days at one stage with where he couldn't open his eyes and
I can obviously see the effect it has on you, mate, which is why it's now you've got me upset. That's what happens when you've got young kids, mate.
Fucking deep breath and get on with it, eh?
You can listen to the Howie Games at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Get involved, family. 133353 or jump on Twitter. Mixing sport with politics. AFL yesterday replaced their AFL logo out the front of AFL House with Yes as a way of show of support for same-sex marriage, which obviously all the votes and the letters are out now and just encouraging everybody to vote Yes. Been a mixed and varied opinion as a result of what the AFL did. They've since changed it back. They also had to evacuate their offices today after a hoax threat came through. And now they're suggesting that had nothing to do with the change of the signage. Believe that if you will. We'll see where that sits. Carlton copped heaps because the Blues didn't actually come out and formally back the Yes like the Western Bulldogs did. And the Blues went along this line. As a club, we respect that this is a personal choice and as such don't intend to campaign on the issue. Mm-hmm. But we do strongly reinforce our club's absolute commitment to equality and a community that is free from any form of discrimination.
There you go.
Sammy Newman's jumped in off the back of it. Good old Jack Elliott, the former Carlton press, says they shouldn't be mixing politics and sport. I want to get your thoughts. 133353, get in there, Jars. I'll ask you in a sec. I think Sammy sums it up well, and this is where I sit on this one. Now, for those who know this show, I am absolutely and have voted yes, all right, for this. But Sammy says this, the AFL has set themselves up as the arbitrators of everything that's righteous and proper in the world. They think they reflect public attitudes. And this is on a Mark Latham show last week.
Yeah.
People go to the footy to get away from political agendas, and I don't know why we have any political agendas. Grant Thomas was very strong on it on Twitter as well. And I'm a bit the same. Now, I know what they're trying to do, and I try, and I kind of respect it. But I don't need the AFL telling me how I need to vote on such an important issue. I think we all get the gravity of the situation, and therefore, as a sporting organisation and a co that we love, I don't know why they feel the need to campaign. Gil was on 360 the other night. Here he is explaining why they got involved and why they changed the sign.
This is an issue that means a lot to many of our players. Many of my employees and a lot of people in the community. And I think our position is that we need to have a strong statement, even if it's only for our staff, but I think it's broader than that. I think it's incumbent upon us to have a view. I think it's also it's incumbent upon us not to lecture people, to not force it down their throat, but say this is who we are as a brand and this is who our organisation, what it is, but go out and vote and have your own view.
There's the CEO on 360. Yep. Now, we've got the rainbow game between Sydney and St Kilda.
Yep.
We have the campaign when it comes to vilification and all sorts of things relating and the encouragement of anyone of who is not heterosexual to come out and feel comfortable in playing our great games, whether it be men or women. Your thoughts, Juice? Have you got a...
I'd rather keep my opinion private.
I respect that.
If that's okay, Lou.
I respect that. It's just a strange one because I long held the belief they try and do everything for everyone. And it's just sometimes you just got to keep your nose out of something that is clearly, you know, and overwhelmingly not in need of support, in my view. Everything. Israel Folau is the only person I have seen the rugby union star say he's going to be voting no on social media. Everybody now has got to the point where they're actually taking photos and posting how they're voting. Now, I don't think there's a need for that either. I reckon this is a private issue and it's a chance to express your thoughts and send a message to the government of Australia. And my last say on this before we get to the phones is, if you did your job properly in the first place and didn't waste our $122 million on sending out postal votes that are now either being stolen, scattered around, not getting to people, or sold off and everything else, if you did your job properly and went back and got in touch with your constituents and then bloody vote on it, we wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. We would not be. Send it out via the phone.
Yeah, but, good idea, Lou. It's
like you get from your hairdresser, your doctor, your dentist.
Yeah.
A yes or no.
Yeah.
Simple. Trust in the data, put an independent arbitrator to collate the data, come back with it. We've got the numbers. Now us as a government, we've been put here to govern, do it, and don't waste our time. Then you don't get so-called little Mickey Mouse by the AFL.
Get in the politics, Luke.
Of changing it. But we shouldn't be involving politics in sport. Our platforms are great enough. The boys use it all well and good enough. The AFL does it well enough.
Yep.
It didn't need to have this little gimmick of changing it. And if Gil says you want it, if not only just for our staff, talk to the staff inside and say it's an open, safe place. We encourage it. That's how we do our practices here.
Let's go to the phone. Stevie, g'day, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, mate.
Steve, your thoughts?
Well, I'm just ringing up. What if the AFL said no? Would they wouldn't make any sort of statement about the proposal for yes. So if they said no, then there would be no statement about it.
It's fair call.
And would have copped the backlash.
Oh,
exactly.
Either way, and that's, I mean, the very nature of by doing it was always going, Gil was being ignorant, suggesting that it was not going to cause some kind of stir one way or the other because of they're the biggest, one of the biggest brands in the country.
Correct.
Hey, thanks for your call, Steve. Ta. 1997, the doco was on last night on Fox Footy, 8 o'clock SA time. It was taking a look at... the Adelaide Crows tasting the ultimate success for the first time since their inception into the league. And great man, you were involved. Well done, Tommy Chadwick, too.
Brilliant.
Really good effort getting all this together and delving into the backstory, not just 97
how we
as
started.
Well, and how it all got there. And As we said yesterday, I was kind of surprised when we were talking about 97 and you said I might be involved. Well, I didn't quite realise why you would be involved, but now I do after having seen it and heard some of the grabs. And still not sitting well with you, mate, the 93 prelim. We joke a lot about it here on this show, but you front it up and here is you going through almost, you can almost feel your pain here as you relive the moment and talk about that kick.
Ball's come in, took a mark. Thought, right, settle it down. Knowing that, been around the block a few times, if I've kicked this, it will stop momentum and give us momentum back. So I was 20 metres out, 25 metres out, probably would have kicked 1,000 of them down here. Mark Harvey, Bomber Thompson, all on the lip, just giving it me, you know, and I'm thinking beautiful. So I was zoned in, but when you teach young kids to kick set shot for goal, you got to kick through the ball, use a 3-iron, punch it. What do I do? I used a bloody wedge.
Jarman, you really expect him to kick this.
Oh, shocking. Baby Bombers, 93. That was them.
Yeah.
And then you go on to explain, and this is the one, and I feel your pain here because I reckon I've collectively probably caught a couple of quarters of 96 that you can't bring yourself to sort of watching that game of footy again.
Mm. It's probably one of the toughest things that I've had to go through because I was, you know, that far away from getting our footy club into a grand final. So that's something I've got to live with for the rest of my life. I can't watch it. I can't watch it. No, I can't watch it.
That's pretty raw, Juice. That's very nice. I mean, I'll tell you what, and I'm going to try and lighten things up a bit now because I don't want family to be too dark.
No, no.
Jeez, Murph, could you imagine what life would be like at the old Jughead over here, Jack, kick. Settled things down.
That's all it needed.
Got the job done. Went on probably to win the club's first. I mean, he's already a golden child, but he would have been. He would have. We wouldn't have been talking about DJ, would we?
He wouldn't even be on the show, would he?
Talking about, we wouldn't have got him. No. We couldn't afford him.
It was Tommy Chadwick did a superb job, and it just shows, you know, what we went through and what the boys did in 1997 to win our first ever premiership. So hopefully that can breed on to the boys tomorrow night and going forward for next week because it just shows part of our history is our young club. I think it was superb watching it. And Sam Jacobs rang me today and, mate, he loved it. He absolutely loved it. He said most of the boys sat around and watched it and wasn't aware that we had no footies, we had no changes, we had no identity. We just 80 blokes got together from 9 sample clubs to try and form this
sitting in little cliques in change rooms.
Fair dinkum it was.
Sturt, yeah, Cornell.
Norwood, North. It really was, Louis. And watching it, I've gone, bloody hell, that did happen. Mm. And brought back some raw, you know, memories, but also some wonderful memories.
It's very rewarding. Kieran Jack sent me a message after I did the open mic and when I spoke about all the tough days and how everybody talked about blood culture, and that started sort of circa Roosey 2002. And there's very little recognition of what we did be able to get us out of the quagmire after the back-to-back-to-back experience.
Well, yeah.
And it's really nice
that story needs to be told
when they come back because they don't understand it because they're a different generation.
No.
What I will hope is, and I hope the boys watch this very closely, that whatever the result is at halftime when they walk out, no one fart. No one fart in that tunnel. Geez. No one fart in that race. Honestly. Because, you know,
Mark Bickley, 42 points up.
Yep.
Bit immature. Mm. I could have clipped him.
Massive womp comes out. Boys are giggling. Opposition catches a sniff of it.
It wasn't good.
So to speak, pardon the pun.
No, it was not good. At that time, we knew Essendon were going to come at us in that third quarter. We spoke about it at halftime. Just get our hands on the ball, settle, get a quick goal early, as you know. 42 points up. We're an hour away from playing our first ever grand final 3 years in a national comp. Anyway,
I know.
You know what? It's about the now. It's about the present, and that's what we've got to celebrate. So tonight, tomorrow night, and the next Saturday when we play on the MCG. Tomorrow night.
We were just going down Humility Street so beautifully, driving inside the
boys.
Speed limit, inside the lanes, Merv, and then all of a sudden he hits on the gas, the windows are down, the sunroof's off, and he's, look at me!
Good stuff. All right.
G'day, it's Tex Walker.
Walker, he lets it go from 45 and he likes it.
Give me your best dad joke and you could be at the Crows home final. It's like Ticket Tex.
Yeah, you heard the man. He said it. He wants dad gags. Call now. The numbers are up there. Let's go, Jazz. Three of the best. We choose the winner. That winner then grabs the Ticket Tex and gets to the prelim final. Are you on?
Are you there?
What have you done?
Hang on a minute. Tommy, we're having a little bit of microphone troubles. Tommy, fire away with your dad gag, please.
All right. So how do you poach the sandwich in the jungle?
You put it
under the griller.
Yeah, not bad. Sit tight, Tommy. That's a good start. Let's head now to Ross Trevor. Debbie, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hi, how are you?
Dad gag, please, Deb.
Okay, two guys stole a calendar and they both got 6 months each.
Not bad, Deb. No worries, Deb. And final one out to Banksia Park. Tez, welcome to the Rush Hour. Dad gag, please, for the tickets to the prelim.
No worries. Steve has no hands. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No, you
knock
idiot.
Steve.
You're our winner, Terry.
Thank you very much.
You just got him so easy. He had no hands, mate. He was either using his head. Congratulations, Tez. You're off to the prelim final. You've got some tickets to check out. The Crows taking on the Cats.
Good boy.
Awesome. Thank you.
And thanks for making him look good.
7:35 tomorrow, your next chance at Ticketex here with Triple M. That's ruined us for breakfast tomorrow.
Now, there's a silly rumour going around about Hugh Greenwood from the Adelaide
Crows.
There
is a bit of mail starting to filter around Adelaide that he won't play. Set the record straight, Juice.
He was definitely playing.
He is.
He's definitely playing tomorrow. All right. And we didn't start the rumour.
Teams at 5-6 with Abba from Channel 7, but can tell you, Donny Pike has said, Andy Otten in for Mitch McGovern. And, of course, Sloane will be back at Brody Smith out with the knee. Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Who's there? Can you remember the joke? Knock, knock.
Jazz.
Oh, no, that's no good.
It's terrible.
I should do a fringe act.
You should go out. Man walks into a radio station. That's a gag. Actually, let me do it. Jazz walks into a radio station. That's the end of a joke.
That's it.
Yep.
It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
BT coming up after 5 at 5:10. And Chad Corns, young stud, is going to talk all Sandful Grand Final with us after 5:30, Juice. But right now,
what have you got?
Rock Sport Comedy's the DNA. Here at Triple M. We love our music. I don't know about you, but I used to love the Gallagher brothers from Oasis.
Noel and Liam.
Yeah.
What's happened?
Well, they're crazy at the best of time.
They don't like each other.
They don't talk much anymore.
They don't talk,
though. But funny video going viral of Liam today, lamenting the fact that he now has to do stuff that he never once had to do back in his prime. When he was flying. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's a mundane activity that he is now having to do himself. I'll let him explain the rest.
Now, in the 90s, I got someone else to do it, but now I can't. It's tight, too tight to mention. You've got to do it yourself, haven't you? No one buys records these days. In the 90s, I had about four people doing it. Little geezer doing a kettle, our kid. Some of the little doing that, and some of the little doing that. Now you got to do it yourself these days, you know what I mean? Because these smart asses download tunes for niche. And they wonder why there's no real rock and roll stars around. Because this is the shit you got us doing.
And that shit that he's got him doing is making a simple cup of tea.
No.
A cup of tea.
He's arced up about that.
That's where he's at.
That is
where he's at. Because
where's all
of
the little smart asses?
The digital download age where royalties are drying up and it's all different these days. He now, instead of having four people.
Yeah, only four.
One boiling the kettle,
one
pouring the milk, one putting it into the cup and one carrying it across to him. He now has to do it.
All on his own.
Himself. I'm suggesting that if you've got time to upload a video of you lamenting your demise about having to make a couple of tea, you're still going okay.
I think you're going
very
well.
Or you've got a few quid up your sleeve. What I would like to do.
Oh no! Don't tell me we're going to do one.
Yeah, I think you should. What? So look at me.
I can't look at you because I don't want to go.
What is
I
the
don't
one
want to play
thing?
This.
So something that you in your day didn't have to do when you're at your brightest, when your star was burning bright, and you're owning nightclubs and just milking him 35 touches a day, the gift. Yeah. What was the things that you didn't have to do? You were getting free Tip Top bread.
I was being driven around.
Yeah, were you? All right. We should do you having to drive yourself. Put your seatbelt on and get from A to B. It.
I think. What's this I said?
That will be our Come video, on, family. That'll be my gift to you. No. See if we can't get it up sooner rather than later. We've got a history in here of coming up with great ideas, but not really following through. But I'm going to follow this one up. Oh, it's the Rush Hour. It's Jars and Louis and 104.7 Triple M. Hey, 133353 right now. Yeah. Play the quiz. $1,000 up for grabs. Thanks to Automasters.
Oh.
Big second hour to come. Juice Chad Corns after 5:30. Chaddy, of course, Maggie's, Port Maggie's into the grand final. I'm going to tell you a story about, don't worry about Premier League. There is a sport that is taking the shorter version of the game by storm.
Big Bash.
And we're going to catch up with this. Not Big Bash.
Big Bash cricket. Oh, okay.
It's not Fast Five Netball.
AFLX?
No, none of that stuff. Another sport. We should have been right across this. All right. Of course, BT coming up next. But right now, let's try and give away the cash.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Who you got today, Juice? Who is on the line?
Right, we're going to go to Manopara and say hello to Mark. G'day, Mark.
How are you guys?
Good champ.
Mark. Footy team, Mark. Who you go for?
Crows.
Good boy. Oh. You nervous about tomorrow night?
Oh, mate. Nah.
All right, because you know we're off to the big dance.
Oh, yeah.
Good boy. Good boy.
I had a watch the 1997 last night as well, so I'm more than prepared.
Good lad.
How'd you rate Jarvis's performance,
Mark?
Just with the spoken word.
It was
word.
A bit sad to see the big man, a bit sombre over that 93, but he done well.
Yeah. Good on you, Mark.
I found it a tad irritating. He made it about himself, and really it was about 97.
I didn't, did I, Mark?
About 97, Mark.
No, I didn't. Proud of the footy club. Right, so here we go.
60 seconds, 10 questions, an Automasters lifeline, Mark. All right, all good with that, how to use it?
Yep.
All right, I don't think he's given any out today,
I need the one.
Yeah, please. Just the one.
Just right. So no dice roll then?
It's only on a Friday we get the dice out where we roll it like we're in Vegas. Like all right, mate, good luck. 10 questions, 60 seconds, time start at the end of this first question. Good luck.
Here we go. Which country are Australia playing in the one-day cricket tonight, Mark?
India.
The Richmond Football Club in the grand final this weekend.
Against GWS. Oh, are they in the grand final? No, they're not.
Let me replay that question for you. Are the Richmond Football Club in a grand final this weekend?
A preliminary, yes.
True or false, Hamish McLachlan is the AFL CEO?
False.
Which NBA team is the bogeyman, Andrew Bogut, playing with next season?
Pass.
Which Australian performer is singing at the Sample Grand Final on Sunday?
Automasters.
Which nationality is Geelong defender Zach Tui?
Pass.
Who are the Western Sydney Wanderers playing next in the FFA Cup semi-final?
Pass.
Okay, how do you spell Nakia Cockatoo's first name?
Quick.
N-A-K-I-A-H.
Who won the AFL prelim final last year? Bulldogs or Swans?
Swans.
Louis.
Oh, wait. One.
No, you can't give us a second.
Someone was dragging a toolbox past the door if you asked the question. One,
two, there we go. Three,
hard to hear.
Four.
Correct. Well, hang on, Sean.
One, two, three, yeah.
I gave him five.
Where did you get five?
Number
from?
Eight.
How did you get five?
He got young man.
No, he put an H on the end of it.
Oh, sorry, Lou. Didn't
he's active listening.
$40.
$40, Mark.
That's a slab.
$40 more than I had in my pocket a second ago. So
great attitude.
Absolutely. The Sandfall Grand Final performer is Daryl Braithwaite.
Yep.
He went with Automasters. Uh-huh. Zach Tui's Irish.
Irish.
Sydney Wanderers are playing Adelaide United
Number
in the semi-final
four.
Of the FFA Cup. Los Angeles Lakers is the bogeyman, Andrew Bogut.
Yeah.
I tried to tell you that question again. Are the Richmond Football Club in a grand final this weekend? You went, no, a prelim final. It is, yes. Their VFL team is in the GF. It's one of Murph's tricky questions. I'll give him a dead arm for you. Typical Murphy trying to protect the cash. And who
Number
won the AFL prelim final last year?
The Bulldogs.
Of course it was the Bulldogs, but that's okay, mate. $40, well played.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, good luck, Mark. Well done.
Very entertaining. Of course, quiz back tomorrow. And as Mark rightly pointed out, you roll the dice tomorrow, you get the multiplier on the Auto Masters Lifeline. Surely not to be missed.
The red phone's ringing. What does that mean?
This means be on your game. Get ready for the one and only Brian Taylor. BT next on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, and catch up on the huge Joplin's reunion party at the German Club. Tickets at Ticketek.
RAA, we do more. Get an insurance quote today.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, the great man joins us, BT. Welcome
invoice
to the Rush Hour.
Tanya, yep. Invoice Triple M, yeah. 35 weeks. Yep. Still going.
Yes.
Write out the invoice now, would you?
Yeah. Oh, how much?
Be on air. Yeah. How you going, boys?
How are you, Briss? Fresh off an open mic appearance. There's lots of things I need to talk to you about, Briss, but I've got to set the scene for you before I get back to your goal haul from your Richmond days and your Pies days. Things are going next level over here. The excitement, they're out of their skin, so much so, Briss, and you'll love this, that yesterday on the front page of the paper, there was a photo of the Adelaide Oval ground staff.
What, can't you find a player?
Well, no, they're getting prepared for tomorrow night's blockbuster, which
the ground staff?
Yes, they do a great job.
Grass grows, you cut it and move on. I mean,
and the grass is going to be cut at 28 mil tomorrow night too, Bristle.
Yep.
Now, Bristle, tomorrow night, you're going to see one side absolutely smash another side by 10 goals. I'm telling you now. Geelong have got no hope tomorrow night, Briss.
Just reckon in a big game, a prelim final, if you don't go over there with an aggressive attitude and frame of mind, which is going to straight away put you in the contest. If you go over there like, who was it, Richmond a few years ago, called Adelaide, and you're just going to get walloped. But I'm not sure Geelong will turn up like that with guys like Selwood and Dangerfield and these sort of guys in the team. And they would have got a great confidence out of their last win.
Briss, McGovern won't play. Throw in Brodie Smith. Does that upset them enough, Bristle, do you think? McGovern one end, Smith the other. A couple of their keys. McGovern, great pressure. Smith, great kick.
Nah, got guys to cover it. Now, Andy Otten, correct me if I'm wrong here, boys, but this year particularly, he's been playing as that sort of third tall up forward in a lot of the games that he did play.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he comes in nicely for McGovern there. And we know that the back line, you just need to put a runner, someone that can run and kick the footy, someone that can compete. They've got plenty of those. Miller probably comes onto the wing, Sloan into the side. So, no, I think Adelaide have got enough to cover it that it doesn't upset them too much.
Yeah.
If the game gets super tight and it's not a six-goal win to Adelaide, then it's guys like, McGovern and that can make a difference in crunch time.
Yep.
Sad day, Bristol, MCG, you're talking 80-plus thousand, 90,000 to see rest, Richmond and the rest. Okay.
Well, let's get it right. 90, I think the forecast is early 90s. I did say at the start of these final series that Richmond may be play in front of 390,000-plus crowds at the MCG.
Oh, boy.
Now, this is I remind you, this is GWS playing Richmond.
Yeah. Do you risk playing Stevie J? Can he back it up?
Well, here's the thing. Nothing's changed from 2 weeks ago when he was dropped. Stevie J, you will say, but Stevie J kicked six.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he kicked five of them when the bloody heat wasn't on. Little Joe the Goose is over the top and around the corner and out the back door and all that sort of stuff and a bit of piakaroon about it. But I'm telling you now, you got one in the heat of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And, you know,
So you don't blame?
I look at him and go, no.
Ooh.
But I look and go, what have you got to replace him with? Now, if Devin Smith is available and comes in, then you probably go with him. But if he's not, Stevie J, and you know what? There's a lot of people over here saying the same thing, that nothing's changed. None of them have got the guts to say it on air. None of them have got the guts to come out and say, no, nothing's changed. Stevie J's still old. He's still got sore knees, struggles to come up. The big thing is he struggles to come up 2 weeks in a row because of his knees.
Yep.
So I don't think anything's changed from 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Bristle, if anything, the pressure that the Tigers bring exacerbate the deficiency of that forward line to put pressure on.
Yeah, gee.
Sorry about the big words.
Well, it is a big word. But the pressure generally that Richmond put on, Stevie J, is he that quick anymore? Is he that elusive anymore?
They can't risk him, Bristle. They can't play him. I'm sorry.
But they will, though.
I understand
because,
that, but you
know,
can't play him.
It's like all of us.
Yeah.
They're forced into they're forced into doing that now because of what happened last week.
Are you down at the arcade there, Bristol? What are you
the
playing?
Phone going? Is there another deal?
I got the phone. I've got multiple communication devices here, and I, being a very mod con, I communicate more than one way. You've called me on the landline, which is very old school. Oh, I'm not sure why you're doing that. Normally, only people from bloody the India Park Rooms and all those sort of places, you know, Red Cross and bloody all this mob ringing up wanting money and cash and donations. And for Christ's sake, I do enough for charity.
Yeah, we just got sick of getting voicemail all the time. Hey, Bruce, stick around. Got to get to a song. But when we get back, mate, want to congratulate you on a media award. We'll talk more about that. And your lads were in grand finals. I need to know the results. It's the Rush Hour with BT, our very special guest, Brian Taylor, and Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. As usual, the great man, Brian Taylor, BT. Congratulations on your award during the week.
Well done, Bristol.
Yes, the Lou Richards Award. Absolutely. I was really delighted to be the inaugural winner of that. It's introduced this year just to get me something, keep me happy.
Yeah.
So that was good. Nah, it was good. It was AFL Media Awards night.
Is it a good night, Bristol?
Hey?
Is it a good night? Is there a few jealous people in that room?
Oh, there's a lot of backstabbing in that room. There's a lot of backstabbing in that room.
Blood and guts. Appearance on open mic, as Jars suggested earlier. Congratulations. Just doing the numbers again. 43 games and 156 goals at the Mighty Tigers.
What's that work out at?
97 games and 371 at the Pies. Oh, I did the sums. She's a smidge under four at either.
Oh, that's brilliant.
At either, Briss.
That is brilliant.
Not many have converted a smidge under four per game over career.
I'm surprised you're not rocking the nickname, the factor, or the difference, because if you kick four a week, generally you get the job done, your team.
Yeah.
Some have done it for a year or so, but to maintain it for a decade is quite a feat, I would have thought. And that also takes into account that, you know, I missed a lot of years. But anyway, I'm not whinging or complaining. I was
bloody good to watch, mate.
Open mic was an interesting experience. He normally tries to make people cry. I was determined that I wasn't going to get teary and soppy, because football's fun. It's not sad. And when all these players cry because they're retiring and moving on, I go, what the hell are you thinking, mate? Look at the big picture. Look at the world out there in front of you. Get on with your life. You've got your family and your kids and you're crying over a piece of leather. Get on with it. So I didn't want that to happen, so I made sure that didn't happen. And I didn't want him to drive the conversation too much, so I was able to supply big, long answers, politician style, to limit the amount of damage.
Bristol, early in the show, we spoke about the AFL, which has got the yes sign outside its headquarters in the Docklands there. What's your stance on that, Bristol?
I don't have a stance. I can't comment about things like this, but
That's
all
fair.
I know, all I know is that I voted, and I don't necessarily need people to tell me how to vote. I know how I want to vote.
Right,
And
so we need to know.
And that's all I did, and that's all I wanted, and that's all it should be.
It's a very good answer, Bruce, because the number of people, so-called faux celebrities, that are posting their votes on social media so we know what they voted, I mean, who gives a rat's ass?
Yeah.
It's designed for us to vote, have your say, and move on.
Keep your opinion to yourself.
It's absolutely crazy
where it's got to. Now, Bruce, last time I saw you, you had an early start the next morning. We worked up there in Sydney when the Giants did the demolition. Early start, getting back for a couple of your lads playing in grand finals.
Yes.
How did they go?
Yes, they went very well. So got on the big bird early out of Sydney and went down and played two grand finals at Elsternwick Park and the amateurs there, and both won. So both went out in the night. I had secret people watching them all night and all Mad Monday.
Yeah.
And I was receiving hourly update photos of the condition of my children. They had no idea. And I was receiving these hourly updated photos of the positions that my sons were in.
Yep.
And it was great to be able to check on them. And I just happened to stay in the city on the Monday.
Yep.
And I moved off to Talking Footy at about 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who was coming in as I was going out?
Oh,
they were just getting home at 4 p.m. on the Monday. They looked a little worse for wear. And I said, where you been?
Yeah.
I said, well, we've won a couple of flags, Dad. And I said, well, you know, people normally come home to sleep. They said, we didn't have time. So,
Bruce, I know it's a serious industry what we're in, and especially you, because you're calling some of the big games of football this weekend. Your vernacular is much coveted by the fans out there, so much so there's a young man by the name of Brad Hollis runs a little website called Yeah, Good Boy, Good Footy Energies, and you are one of his pin-up boys, okay?
Oh, that's the kid, the good energy kid.
Yeah, so the prayer post.
I've heard about this kid. Yep. He's quite smart.
Yes. Yep.
He's very creative, isn't he?
He certainly is. He's got over 40,000 followers on his Facebook page doing wonderful things. All the boys in the AFL are getting behind him.
Yeah.
His social media account the other week, when you used the term grouse, went into overdrive. Now, I know you've got some calling responsibilities and you can't be really seen to be sort of taking the mickey out of much, but I'm hoping or looking for, if you can get some kind of good boy, footy energies type number around your phone and everybody else's phone, might go into meltdown.
So what do I got to say? I got to say yeah boy or good boy?
No. So his page is called Yeah, Good Boy, Good Footy Energies. I'll send you a link of it so you know what we're talking about. He loves you dearly. You're on there. You're right up the front. You're actually pictured in a photo we've been able to find with a young fan posing in that prayer-like state. So maybe one of those pre-game when you do your little roam around, when you do your own social media, Briss.
All right. Well, tomorrow night, tune in on the Seven Network. Yep. I'll definitely give a Yeah Boy energy sort of thing.
Yeah. I'll send it through to you. Yeah, that would be wonderful because
he loves you.
There's a picture of you with commentating Mike. You're in virgin white with angel wings. You look very, very magnificent.
Send me that link. I have seen some of this guy's. My sons have showed me some of the stuff he does. And he is incredibly creative, this guy. And I notice when I go to schools and that, but everyone that wants a photo wants you to put the hands together for the good energy thing.
Yeah, that's it.
And this is all about that guy. So he's from Adelaide, is he?
Yeah, Australian boy.
Yeah, we just caught up with him the other day. He's a magic young fella.
Finally, something coming out of Adelaide.
Well, that's what I said. Probably put him on the front page instead of the boys down at the ground.
Finally, a bit of creativity. Boy,
Before we let you go.
Curators coming out of Adelaide Oval with good boy energy.
We should get a photo.
Blissfully unaware there was social media here in Adelaide, a lot of people.
Now, are we going to catch up for a coffee tomorrow? Because you're in town calling for what?
No, I'm done, mate. No, we're off jars. It's never to happen again, mate.
Jeepers. All right, buddy.
All right, Briss, good calling. And we'll talk next week, mate. Might even run in here tomorrow night around the traps.
Excellent.
There he is, the one and only BT. It's a Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7, Triple M.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. And catch up on the huge Joplin's reunion party at the German Club. Tickets at Ticketek.
Righto, Juice. I think you and I have been asleep at the wheel. And that doesn't happen very often on this great show of ours. All right. I've discovered a sport that's playing the shortened format. So think AFLX, which is coming in next preseason. Yeah, think IPL.
Yeah, nice.
Think Nitro Athletics.
Yeah,
remember
nice.
How success that was. Think Fast Five Netty.
Yeah.
Think Fast Four Tennis, where they just play the four games.
Yeah.
All right, everything like that. Guess who?
Fast and Furious.
Guess who is doing their shortened version of the game?
Golf?
That's blown me away. No, it's too hard to play golf.
All right,
like that. Lawn bowls.
What?
The BPL. It's BPL 06.
Stop
Did you know
it.
That? BPL 6 is coming.
So they've been doing this for nearly 6 years.
Not quite. It's biannually. So that is how long?
What's that?
Three.
I did have three fingers.
You did, and you're counting for.
And you, what?
So it's known as the Bowls Premier League. And the reason I bring it to our attention is because I've got some disturbing news. It's 20 hours of live TV broadcast on Fox Sports biannually, all right? Yeah. So BPL 6 is coming this summer. It's blowing me away.
Stop it.
Our team, the Adelaide Endurance, runner-up in the first 3 years.
Oh, brilliant.
Yep. Well, they've pulled the pin. They're no longer a part of it.
Oh, no.
They're out.
What's happened?
I don't know. That's what I want to find out.
Oh, no.
What has happened to our BPL team?
Our Endurance team.
I was looking to buy it. Remember I said we need to buy a team?
Yeah, we've got to buy a team.
This could have been the franchise us to pick up. The high-octane atmosphere of Bowls Premier League would really suit us.
Jeez, what's the average age in this
team? I don't know. It's a young man's
75,
game.
75, is it? 25-year-old?
Bowls is a young man's game these days.
Well, who's got the licence now?
Well, I don't know. We don't. Guess who took it over? Illawarra.
Who's that, Luke?
Illawarra. I was going to get that wrong. The Illawarra Gorillas.
The Gorillas of the Mist.
I didn't realise Gorillas got involved in the Bowls. How is that? So they're now in. There's only eight teams
and we're
in
out.
It. It's elite. It's the best of the best. And now Adelaide Endurance, what a crap name, by the way.
Yeah,
we are done and dusted.
Oh, Lou, can we find someone that was playing in that team that...
Well, I want to know what happened. I want answers.
Yeah, okay.
I want to know why we aren't playing in the Bowls Premier League.
This is brilliant.
We've got a great history here in South Australia.
Jeez, so we'll run up for 3 years in a row.
Yeah, at some point in
then
time.
It just fell apart.
In our 5 years, for whatever reason, we've not had the endurance to stick at it.
Lou, Golly, this is good. But some gorillas have taken our bloody license.
Illawarra.
Oh, no.
I'm looking at, I'm just as a rush hour format, it could have been something that we could have owned. We could have owned.
I could have led the charge on the green.
We could have been the owners.
Jeez. You could polished me balls and got out there.
You could have polished up the cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Chalked them up when they touched the kitty.
Yeah.
Could have commentated.
Do I have a froth at each end?
Oh, if you
Do
want.
Do you know if that happened or not?
I reckon in BPL. I reckon the rules are such.
Gatorade.
Well, on a normal weekend,
yeah.
The good bowlers, my dad's played a lot of bowls, my brother's played a lot of bowls, you can sip them at either end as long as you don't take them on the greens. So my guess, at the elite level, playing the shortened format, in fact, you could probably have a couple more.
Do you have skin folds and all that kind of
stuff? Nah, none of that
fitness tests?
Mate, the only thing you have is a tape measure, and that's not to measure your fat guts, Jars. That's to measure how far the balls are away, your bowls away from the kitty.
Come on, we got to get them back in the comp.
I think.
Let's try and help this mob.
Put the challenge out there right now. Somebody ring the station, 133353. Send an email, whatever you like, Facebook. Contact us via Twitter.
What happened all right, to us?
Just want to know what went wrong. Then we need to know what sort of costs we're looking
to
at.
To get back in.
Rush Hour are looking at buying a franchise.
Here we go. I like it.
And I reckon it won't be called. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be known as the Adelaide Endurance. But happy to take on board and then move with the times because I think we belong in BPL 7.
Oh, I can bowl left or right, mate. You can get out there with me.
Oh, see, you've missed the whole point of the exercise again. Mate, we're into team ownership.
Oh, sorry.
We're not playing. Mate, this is Premier League. This is not Mickey Mouse.
What if I get fuds and mods?
Mate, this is not Night House. This is not Night House down at Henley or at Beaumont where we're sucking the guts out of them in our bare feet, mate. This is the elite, the best of the best.
They're
getting paid. They get paid to play this stuff, mate.
But we're being shoved out of the comp.
Yeah, we've got to find the talent to get back in, buy a franchise, get the gorillas out, and get us back in.
Okay, let's go.
BPL 7, here we come.
Last fan standing bus. Thanks to Harvey Norman, the big screen specialists for the footy finals.
Yep. Last fan standing bus will be leaving later next week, heading towards the G. The AFL Grand Final is the destination. Our job here at the Rush Hour is to get 15 people onto that bus.
Hello, Jared speaking.
Just wondering if you're a Crows fan, Jars. And you were trying to get to a grand final, how far would you go? Would you sit on a bus and enter a competition called Last Fan Standing and try and be the last one on that bus to get off and go to the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final? I mean, would that make your day if you were able to do that?
Absolutely. I'd try and be a bus driver just to get on the bus.
Yeah.
Even though I got no bus license.
So long white socks.
Absolutely.
Sandals, driving up the front, looking the
belt on.
Pen holder.
Shorts up my plums.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Oh, I like that. I reckon there's somebody listening into this conversation right now.
Boy, oh boy.
Who's pretty happy that the fact he's here and eavesdropping us, Jar says, eavesdropping.
Hey, fellas.
There it is. That's Jared from Torrens Park. Jared, you're on the bus.
Yay, come on.
Yay.
I thought I was going to have to sneak in someone's luggage.
I tell you what, you might just have to get dressed up as our bus driver for a while to see if you're any good. I like what you said in your little 25 words or less, because my boss gets a corporate ticket and I would love to see his face when I'm in a better seat with better people. That is outstanding, young man.
Cop that, boss.
He's been coming to work every day telling me how good the grand final is going to be, and he got his little pass the other day with his gold key, and he came into work and he brought it, and I thought, oh, no. So here we go. This is going to be big news.
Righto, mate. Well, you're on that bus, so who are you going to take with you?
I'm going to take my mate from work. He's going to come with me as well, so Todd.
All right, now, I hate to get you just to even you out a bit, but you might want to pack a swag because we could kick you off anywhere. Or what's worse, are you an easy tempt? Do your eyes light up when we offer nice prizes and bits and pieces with temptations?
I don't think much can beat the grand final.
Yeah, good answer. Good call, Caro. Well played.
Good call.
All right, Jared from Torrens Park, you are on that bus. All the very best of luck. We'll be listening out, all right? And it's a big thank you to Harvey Norman, the big screen specialist for finals footy. Get yourself a big screen and watch all the action. Jared, Torrens Park, on the bus. Good luck.
Yeah, and I reckon we've still got about 8 or 9 spots left there. So if you want to register your details, you're prepared to roll the dice with this one. Go to triplem.com.au. Chad Corns is next with the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis at Triple M.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie and catch up on the huge Joplin's reunion party at the German Club. Tickets at Ticketek.
Triple M Rock in the Sandful Grand Final. Oh. The tradition continues.
Yep.
Jars, Lewis, Brenton Yates and Scotty Thompson. 1:30 Sunday, the coverage starts. And joining us right now is a very good friend of ours, and we've been a bit slack in keeping up contact with this great man. He's had a good season with the Maggies, the one and only Chad Corn. Stud, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Good to be back, guys.
Mate, congratulations on getting through. It's been a fantastic year for the development of your boys, and you've done a wonderful job.
It has been a really good year. Obviously helped a lot by the low injury list from the Power. Like, we averaged 19 AFL-listed dives this year, compared to last year where we averaged 12. So that obviously helps.
No more than 17 AFL-listed players can play, mate, and must have played more SANFL than AFL games, including three after June 30, which is round 11. That's the criteria, isn't it?
That is. That's correct, yeah. So the four guys that played in the last Power game in the final against the Eagles who had qualified, they'll all come back in. Yep. So there'll be some really unlucky guys that, you know, that did play in our last final against the Eagles and played really well. They'll unfortunately miss out because of the four guys coming back in.
So, Teddy, those four, Toddy Marshall, Riley Bonner, who are the other two in that? Is that Jake Need?
Needy and Dougal Howard.
Yeah, oh, wow. Jeez. There's some handy inclusions,
mate. Hey, Chattles, Sturt, what do you like about Sturt? Because I think their contested footy is very, very good in the SANFL.
Yeah, obviously their main strength. I think their midfield, if you just look at it, is probably the best in the SANFL. Kirkwood, Battersby, Riley, Wilson, Osborne, the list goes on. Yeah. So I think that's their real strength. But in saying that, you know, they've got some gun forwards and their back line's really solid as well. So obviously really well coached and really, really well drilled from Marty. They control the ball by foot really well. Quite a low handballing team. So if we can put enough pressure on them to try and force them to handball, then we'll know where we're up and about.
Chaddy, should be a massive crowd history. These have been some great grand finals between your two sides, and should be almost 30-plus, which will be fantastic.
Yeah, you'd love 30-plus. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking 40. I'm not sure why that number's there, but if you got 40 to
how good would that be?
To an SANFL granny, a couple of years ago, I think the North Port one was around that number, and can't see any reason why they wouldn't be getting close to that. So I think the weather's going to be okay, and traditional rivals, like you said, and probably the two best teams all year in the SANFL. So you'd love to see a huge crowd.
I need to tip you off on, we've been getting some omens in here. Jars has been trying to think they've been in relation to the Adelaide Crows winning the flag, but I don't know whether you've been following the show, Stud. A little mudlark, black and white mudlark, came into his house and shat on his TV one morning.
Yeah, that's a good sign, isn't it?
Then, absolutely. Then he ran into two Dalmatian dogs down at Henley Park, which he'd never seen before.
Never.
All right. And then, of course, he's had another run-in with some magpies just the other day who were swooping him hard, just like your brother, Carl, who I call the mailman now, got run into when he was doing the city look.
Chad, something's playing up.
It's an omen, mate.
How's your Crows one working for you?
He's trying hard.
Something's going wrong.
So three of the five have been to do with black and white things, Chad.
So that's good. I reckon that's good for you, Chad. That means you're going to win it.
Well, let's hope these omens come true for our sake.
Oh, I certainly do. And of course, out of your young list, any of the boys, are they kosher with Darryl Braithwaite and a bit of horses who's performing at the Maccas League Grand Final?
Well, I was thinking about that yesterday, actually, doing the SANFL media sort of launch and trying to work out a way that we can do our warm-up either just before or just after so we can get out and see the great man sing horses. Yeah. What better way to prepare for a Grand Final than listen to that song?
Tell you what you need to do, mate. Grab a bit of sherbet, put it through the boys at training, see what they think. A bit of how's that?
Mate, if it goes to plan, I'm sure that song will be sung 100 times back in the
I love it. From a coaching point of view, happy to continue along and just play your role out there, or is there greater aspirations on the horizon?
Oh, really, really happy doing what I'm doing. The third year in my contract was sort of always open-ended depending on what the other assistants were going to do, and I think it's such a good coaching group we've got up in the AFL ranks at the moment, and I'm pretty sure they're all contracted, so I'd assume that I'd do this again next year, and more than happy to do it. I'm still learning so much, every day, every week, so yeah, loving the role.
Hey mate, can't wait to see you in action on the week, and all the best to you and your boys in the SANFL Maccas League Grand Final.
Thanks a lot, guys. Cheers.
There is Chad Corns with the Port Adelaide Magpies. Righto, just done and dusted the final siren for us. Ooh. One more sleep, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Until it all happens. And, of course, right now, though, let's head out to a man for the very important, most important part of the show, I think, and find out what is happening with Adelaide's team for the prelim final against the Cats. Here is Channel 7's Bruce Abernathy with the teams. Take it away, Abba.